Hello, this is Michael Ryan. Welcome to Knowing Jesus. And we're just going to start right off and jump in. Lord, we just come to you and we want to learn from you, Jesus, and we want to grow and know you deeper so we can say what Paul says in Philippians 3:8, where we've come to see that everything else has just been garbage compared to knowing you personally. The knowledge of you. So Lord, just bless us with that. Whoever's listening, bless them, make them desire to know you and to obey you and to hear you. Lord, I pray all these things in your name. Amen. The best thing that you can do with your life is to listen to Jesus. We worship him, we pray to him, we use his name, we ask for things. But the most valuable thing you can do is to obey him. You've got to be born again. You've got to be born again, though, to hear him and to be a part of this. He says, except ye be born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. And before I even start, I ask you, are you born again? Are you? Have you believed that Jesus Christ is the Lord and Savior of your life? And if you are, then I encourage you, listen to his voice and obey. In John 10, he says, I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known of mine. He says in verse 27 of chapter 10, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior and you're born again, he is your shepherd and you are his sheep and he knows you and you're able to hear his voice and you follow him. And that's part of it. That's what this is about, following Jesus Christ. That's why they call us Christians. We're not following a church or following an ideal or following this or that. It's following Jesus Christ. And I encourage you to really examine yourself, to examine your heart, to obey Jesus Christ, obey the words of Christ, and apply his teachings. It's very profitable for you. He says in Luke 6:47, whosoever come to me and hear my sayings and does them, I will show you to whom he's like. He's like a man which built a house and dig deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth is like a man that without a foundation built an house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. Obeying the words of Jesus, it gives you the stability to get through those dark times. It gives you the inner peace and a steadfastness that you can't buy anywhere. Money can't buy this kind of peace. And it comes through Jesus Christ and listening to him, staying close in him, obeying him. Another thing that's important about obeying Jesus is that it indicates that you're a part of his family. Jesus says in Luke 8:19-21, actually it's recorded in Luke 18:8-21, then came to him his mother and his brethren, and could not come at him for the press. And it was told by a certain which said, your mother and your brethren stand here, desiring to see you. And he answered and said unto them, my mother and my brothers are these which hear the word of God and do it. Look at the value that Jesus Christ is placing onto hearing his word, hearing his voice, and obeying it. You know, there are some people who lift up Mary as the mother of God, and they give her this special seat. But in the scriptures, it's not so. God has no mother. The God-Man, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, he was begotten through Mary. But God has no mother. But furthermore, this place that we give her, It's not valid to give her that place. And Jesus says in Luke 11 in 27 to 28, it says, "And it came to pass as he spoke these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and said unto him, Blessed is the woman that bore you and who nursed you. And he said, Yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it." See, you hear how he even exalts hearing the word, obeying the word, above Mary, because it's not about her. It's not about any human being. It's about him. It's about him. I encourage you just to make it about him. To make it about him. Thirdly, he says that he teaches Jesus that obeying him, it displays that you truly love him. You know, ask yourself, do you love Jesus? Do you truly love him? And he says that that, you know, obeying him shows that. In John chapter 14, verse 21, he says, "He that has my commandments and keeps them, he that loves me. And he that loves me shall be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him." And again in verse 23, he says, "If a man loves me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." And so let's just not neglect hearing and obeying Jesus. It should make us eager to learn his words and to read them and to follow them. Colossians chapter 3, it says, there's a verse that says, "Let the words of Christ dwell richly in you." And that's the important message I can give to you today. Let his words dwell in you and obey them. And how can they dwell? How can they dwell in you if you don't keep them? If you don't know them, excuse me. If you don't know what his words are, how can they dwell in you? If you don't study them. 2 Timothy chapter 2, it says in there, to study to show yourself approved by God. It's your responsibility to know what he says and to apply them. The Father himself says that you should listen to Jesus, both you and I. In Luke chapter 9, 34 to 35, it records that while Jesus spoke, there came a cloud and overshadowed them, and they feared as they entered into the cloud. And there came a voice out of the cloud saying, "This is my beloved Son, hear him, listen to him." And friends, the reality is that we live in a day, and Jesus Christ described it in his parables, that the kingdom of God would just branch out into something where, you know, there'd be so much false teaching and so many people claiming to believe in him that don't believe in him. And he predicted that this would happen. We live in a world where there are so many professing Christianity, professing to believe in Christ. But yet, the most important and fundamental piece of obeying him is missing, and it's what the Father commanded. And so when Jesus says to me, "What are some of the scariest words?" in Matthew 7, I think that it holds true if we really hear what I've been just speaking to you now about the importance and value of actually obeying him, not just worshiping, not just praising and mentioning him, but to actually obey him. He says in Matthew 7, 21 to 23, "Not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he or she that does the will of my Father which is in heaven." And I just read to you that the will of the Father is what? To hear him, to listen to him, obey him. And he continues in verse 22 to say, "Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, and in your name cast out devils, and in your name done many wonderful works? And then I will profess to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity." So look at this here in Matthew 7. I mean, people are calling him Lord, Lord. They're giving him worship. They're giving him praise. Same thing that happens here on earth. And there are people in verse 22 who are doing miraculous things in his name. Prophesizing, casting out devils, doing wonderful works. And that's just a lesson for us to know that it's really not us, it's the Lord. Because these people are doing it. And what does Jesus say? "I never even knew who you were." And yet, They were still doing these wonderful works. It just goes to show you that God is using even the people who he calls wicked. He uses them for his own glory. So we can never get big-headed about this stuff. It's just him using us. But notice how these people who are worshiping him and calling him Lord, Lord, and who have done all these wonderful works, Jesus says is empty. In fact, he says, I never even knew who you were. Get away from me. Why? Why? The key is in the last sentence, because he says, depart from me, you that work iniquity. It's because they never obeyed. They never obeyed what Jesus said. And so I don't want that happening to you. I don't want it happening to me. So that's why I'm just teaching and saying, listen, obey the Lord Jesus Christ. Learn the scriptures. Obey them. Make it a priority to hear him and to listen to him. And you won't be that person that's in the last day when you realize and you know that there's life after death, and this life on the earth is not the only life that you have, contrary to what they tell you. And whatever suffering you have here, whatever blessing you have here, it's not the end. There's something after it. And when you see the Lord in that day and you realize that, oh my gosh, there is such thing as eternity. There is such thing as God. I don't want you to be there saying, Lord, Lord. And he says, look, I never knew you. I never knew you. Just want to give you the opportunity to know that Jesus loves you and he cares about you and that he's your good shepherd. And he says something special about him being your shepherd. Is that he says, I lay down my life for my sheep. You know, it's personal. He's just not an impersonal God. I don't like when people say the big guy upstairs or the big guy in the sky, because it's impersonal. Jesus is saying, I love you. He says, there is no greater love than to lay down your life for your friend. And that's what he's done for you. That's what he's done for me. And the best thing I can say to you is, you know what? Worship him, pray to him, exalt him, but obey him. Above all things, obey his word. Obey his word. It says in 1 John that anyone says that they know him and they don't obey him is a liar. Anyone who says they know the Lord and they don't keep his commandments is a liar. Does it mean that you don't sin? No. 1 John says anyone who says they don't sin, they're a liar. Because we're going to sin. We're going to drop the ball. But Jesus Christ came to save sinners, right? And that's you and I. And it says that we just ask him for forgiveness, and he's faithful and just to forgive us. So I encourage you to just press on to know Jesus and to obey him. And when you sin, when you stumble, you just ask him for forgiveness, and he'll forgive you and continue in exalting him. Amen. So I pray this was a blessing to you, and that you would make a priority to learn his teachings, to learn the teachings of Jesus, and to apply them. Lord, Jesus, I just thank you for the opportunity to speak to your sheep and to your people and to whoever may be hearing the message. And I ask that your word would go forth and bless them who hear it, and that they be, by the Holy Spirit's prompting, encouraged to obey and to seek out what you have to say, and to seek out the treasure of you, Lord, your word. It says in 119 that your word is more desired than all the riches. And I pray that they would be like the man in the parable who just found a pearl of great worth, a jewel of great worth, and they sold everything just so they can have that pearl. That they see the pearl as you, God. You, yourself, Jesus, and your words and who you are. Lord, I lift you up. In your name I pray.